All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Local Live. And tonight, boy, it is a pleasure to have these guys in the studio. This is the Hammer and the Hatchet, and we're going to just go straight to them and let them do a quick tune, and then we'll be back to chat with them just a little bit. Go ahead, guys.
This one's called Same Storm. One, two, three, four.
Steve Philbeck, and I'm the host of the show tonight for you, and I need someone in the band to introduce all the band members for me. Who's going to take that job?
Back here on drums, we got Mark Wayne Minnick, and everybody make noise out there. Over here on the bass, everybody loves him. He's your friend and ours, Tim J.W. Baker. Woo-hoo. Over here. Oh, God. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Hood.
Hi.
Over here.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
And John Boyer.
Oh, yeah, and this is John Boyer over here.
Thanks, babe.
Hey, the king of the introduction.
So I got a couple things I want to talk to you about. I think you guys have like four full-length albums out now and a couple of singles, right?
That's yeah. right.
All right, cool. So if I could ask you this, do you guys all agree on what's your favorite album that you've released?
No. So to clarify, John and I we haven't recorded these guys yet. We're excited about it. There's
I was going to ask you about that in a minute,
that's,
but yeah.
But you know, that's coming up. But for John and I think we probably feel like every record's a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I would have to agree with you because I think Shake Off the Cold is ultra cool, and I really like that one.
I like it because we have so many of our friends on that record.
Yeah, it's really a solid album. So where do you guys come from? I know you live here, but did you all grow up here?
No, I grew up in Madison County, and I moved down here about 10 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in Carroll County, Indiana. I came down here to go to school at IU, and I kind of just never left. Yeah.
Just like me. How about you, Mark? I know we can't hear you back there, but...
Putnam County.
Timmy?
Greencastle, Plainfield.
Plainfield. So we're all Hoosiers.
Yeah,
we are.
All right, so we come by our music honestly around here. So for people out there listening, like what you just heard is real. These are real people who make real music. And I mean, you know, there's plenty of people out there who, you know, you can hear and they're not like this. You know, you guys are really singing from the heart and playing from the heart. And I think that's why people love your band so much. I was about to say a lot of people are used to you as performing as a duo, and then you added these two characters. I mean, these two fine people here, Mark and Tim, to the band.
Oh, it's been so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for
their help.
What kind
of music do y'all listen to?
Oh, man, we listen to, you know, from bluegrass to folk, from Adam Carroll to Loretta Lynn and, you know.
Rage Against the Machine.
I listen to a lot of John R. Miller lately, and... I listen to Cody Lee Meese and a whole lot of regional acts, you know, around here. I love a lot of bands from Bloomington, too. I'm a big fan of Sounder Lampen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
John Diener.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I think people like to know that kind of stuff because maybe you're going to turn them on to some new music that they haven't heard. And so that's why I like to ask that one and get a little information from
listen
you
Listen to
about
B. Taylor, too. B. Oh, Taylor. Man. She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Local Honeys. We got a show coming up.
Oh, right. So, you guys, what's coming up next? Are you recording something now?
No, we're not, actually.
You mentioned that you haven't recorded with these guys yet. Do you plan to, or are you going to dump
do.
Them before
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we'll be doing that before long. Yeah. We've been really focused on preparing for these next few big shows. We got a big show coming up in Nashville, Indiana. It's the first time that we've had an opportunity to headline something at the Playhouse. So we've put a lot of our focus into that lately, but that means we're ready to record. That's really what that means.
Yeah, the Playhouse has been an awesome venue lately. A lot of good stuff coming through
there.
Yeah,
we're excited to get to play
good
there.
For you. Let's go back and do maybe two or three more tunes, and you know, you can go ahead and introduce those, and then we'll talk again before we get out of here today.
All right, sounds good. Play a little smattering of originals here. This one, first one is kind of the title track off of Shake Off the Cold. It's really called Bluebells, but the line Shake Off the Cold comes from this song. And we're just going to go ahead and play it for you.
Scares the fat rib, and that stand of trees where the fields once were. How anyone could anything out of this dirt is beyond me.
Up here, but that's what they've done.
Around a gym, standing with a mantle and a heart of cross cuts on bluebell.
Shelter in the night and was invited in to shake off the cold.
Play a fiddle around the fire, made all the unwanted smiles
the sound of the kettle
that made it feel like a home. Around a chimney standing with a mantle and a heart cross cuts on bluebell.
Oh,
through the bag, and I climbed the highest hill, tried to breathe it all in, listen to singing wind.
Heck of a ride, guys. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2.
Take a sec here and talk about what you guys have coming up in the future. It looks like you're going to be playing on April the 5th. That's a Friday at Brown County Playhouse, which you mentioned. Opening will be the Lowlanders and Dakota Curtis and the Dark. And then you guys will headline that show, yeah? So that's going to be a good night. That'll be a great bill. And then on April 13th, you're going to be playing two times at noon for Farmette, which is part of the HUMAC program. And where is that going to be?
That's at the wood shop over there at Upland.
Oh, yeah, the Upland wood shop. That's on West 11th, right off of Rogers.
That's right.
And then Saturday night at Duke's up in Indianapolis, Duke's Roadhouse. It's going to be the local honeys with the hammer and the hatchet. And it's not a bad trip, and I would suggest that y'all make your way up there if you want to see these guys, because that too will be a really great night. So three opportunities to hear this band. Any other things you guys want to add?
Well, firstly, I want to say that the local Honeys sound like where they're from too, which is pretty neat. We sound like where we're from, and they sound like where they're from, and we both get to play full band.
They're from
Eastern Kentucky. Yeah,
oh,
South Central and Eastern Kentucky. A couple of different members live in different areas, but it's a full band show, and it's a big deal. It's cool that they get to come all the way up here and do that thing. And then after that, I mean, I'm sure there's other stuff we're doing, but I can't really tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do is stay tuned to WFHB or go to our community calendar. And those of you who check that on a regular basis will see exactly where these guys are playing and many others as well.
Yeah, that's right. And we do have a website, thehammerandthehatchet.com. We have our calendar there.
Uh-huh. And where can people find your music?
Everywhere you buy music, if I'm doing my job right, you know, all the streaming places, and you can find our vinyl record at Landlock Music. So,
okay. Yeah. So there's opportunities to not only see the band, but to hear them all the time if you want to. I really appreciate you guys coming by tonight. This has been wonderful. And this is a super talented group, and I look forward to the future, and I'm sure I'm going to see you at least one, if not more of these shows coming up. You want to go out with one last tune here?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's too so lonesome.
Just lonesome?
Yeah. Lonesome time?
Yeah, just
lonesome?
Just lonesome.
We can do some Southern flag.
Okay,
all right,
let's do that.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Of miles, I
Right on. So that's it for the show. I really, really want to thank you all for stopping by the studio tonight. Tremendous of you to come in here and play some music for us and for all of our listeners out there. I want to thank our crew in the station here for the production work they're doing. This will be on the WFHB.org website at some time in the future after we do a little production work on it. And so you'll be able to find it there. Just keep your eyes on the website. And I'm going to turn this right back over to Christy, who is in the studio.